really happened to him up. Rabbi said, remember, kosher b'zav tamid, when there's nothing shalom nezik shalom. Kosher b'zav tamid, there's nothing shalom chatzi nezik. So the way he said, Rabbi, sir, is ashla shminon, lay Rabbi eglam eshechas b'karin, kamashmolot. And Rabbi Zip, I like that also, but eglam eshechas b'karin is shalom nezik shalom. So, we saw last time that we were doing this sugya, Rashi learns the sugya that it's not a sugya about Tumas Hesed. Neither in the Havamin nor in the Maskana. Tumas Hesed is not doesn't appear in Rashi at all. Rashi seems to bend over backwards to avoid Tumas Hesed. The Havamin of the Gemara was that Rabbi was talking about Tumas Mago. Because Zav Tomei means what the Zav touches in the Giyam Amish. That's the and by Nezokin, what the behemoth touches and breaks is Nesek Shalom. What's the chiddush? Tzaris asmash miron. The maskana is Tumas Medras. That if the Zav is sitting atop of the Koran, Rashi Loshen is the Koran is Nasik Gufot, and it's Matami Medras what's underneath. And likewise, if a cow is pulling a wagon and it breaks something, so the wagon is like Gufay and he's Chayav Nezek Shalom. Whereas if it's Matas Tzoris, if the wagon is Matas Tzoris, then that's not Gufay, that's Koichay, and he's only Chayav the Chatzin Nezek. That's what Rashi learns to say. And we had questions. Rashi seems to be bending over a lot not to talk about Tumas Hesed. In the Havmin of the Gemara, that it means Negi Mamish, how can the Gemara have a Havmin that the criterion Mendezik Shalom is it has to be Negia Mamish, like a Zav Negia Begufay? What about Chamor B'Masoi, Sholo Shalom, Prumbi Yeshua B'Pio? That's not Negia Mamish. And yet it's about a Nezik Shalom. So how could the Gemara have him, you know, that there's this rule that Nezik Shalom depends on Negia Mamish? And in the Maskana of the Gemara, that the Egla Meshech is Bekorim, so Rashi says it means just like a Zav sitting on a Korim is Mtami Medris, what's underneath. So Behema pulling a Koran is Chayav Nezek Shalom for the Koran breaks. So the Shita brings from the Rosh, says, Manyan Shemitei Selassinei, what does one thing have to do with the other? What does the Zav sitting on top of the Koran have to do with the Behema pulling the Koran? It's two different things. So, and other Rishonim don't learn that, Rashi. Most Rishonim learn, and Mukhyosef spells it out, but not only the Mukhyosef. The rest of Rishonim, I think, learn that the Gemara, that it's a Gemara about Tumas Hesed. That the rule of Kol Shabbos Zav Tomei means Tumas Hesed. And the Mukhyosef calls Hesed B'chibur. So if a Zav touches something, it doesn't have to be with his hands, even if he's mesit it. If what a Zav is not what he touches, what he's mesit, what he pushes, with his hands or with the kone, with the tool, with anything, whatever he pushes B'chiburim is Tomei. But if he's mesit it Shalei B'chiburim, he throws a rock at it, then it's not Tomei. That's not called Hesed. Hesed has to be, says in the Mukhyosef, B'chiburim. So that's the rule here also. What the behemoth breaks with its body or with something that it's, or with its saddle or chamar b'masoi, that's like hesed b'chiburim, that's nezek sholem. What the behemoth is made is tzoris, that's chatzin nezek. Back to the Gemara, so the Gemara said, no, he's coming to include a case of egla ha-meshechis b'karoin, meaning just like if a zav was pulling a wagon, so even though he's not touching the wagon, since he's strapped to the wagon, Ritzois, that would be called Hesed B'chiburim. So too, if the behemoth is pulling a wagon, that would also be called that it's B'chiburim, and it would be called Niskei Gufay, not Chatzin Nezek, because he's mechuber to the wagon, and therefore when he breaks the keli, that's going to be Nezek Shalom. Seriously, when he's not mechuber, that's what other Rishonim learned. Rashi not doing. So that's Cholos Dover, as we saw Rashi in Avodah Zarah. There's a very similar Gemara. Rav Ashi said, Kol Shebezav Tomei Ba'akum is Metami Mishim Yahin Nesach. And there's clear in the Gemara, it's coming up Pukei Zarek. There's no Eglam Hashechas Pekor in that Gemara, it's somewhere to slide to. It's there, it's Taka coming up Pukei Zarek. And I guess there is a Chiddush. Zarek is a Chiddush. And there Rashi says, at Beferish, that Rav Ashi is not thinking about Tumas Hesed. Because that if Tumas Hesed does not correspond to the halachos of Yayin Nesach, meaning something might be Metami Mishum Hesed, that does not mean that it will be Metami Mishum Yayin Nesach. For example, Rashi says, if you have wine in a bottle and the bottle is closed, you have a sealed bottle of wine and a goy is mesitit, so it's not yai nesach. But it's certainly hesed. So you see that hesed does not, what's the word? The hesed does not map, the rules of tumas hesed don't map onto the rules of yai nesach. In Echanami, Rashi was never talking about tumas hesed. Rashi was talking about tumas maga. The rules of tumas maga, they map onto the rules of Yayin Nesach. How could that be? Yayin Nesach, if you touch it with a stick, so about it, it does become Yayin Nesach. Where's the Maga? So Rashi says, that's called Maga, that's Maga Bechibur. Rashi has this notion that a Zav is Metami with Maga Bechibur. Which is a Chiddush, the Rashash wonders about it. Yes, Kash is on it. So, I don't know. But that's a fact. That's what Rashi learns, that there's such a thing, a Zav is Metami with Maga Bechibur. Other Rishonim say that's Hesed. That's not Maga Bechiburim. That's Lezenu Karim Hesed. Rashi says, no, that's not Hesed. That's called Maga Bechiburim. What maps to the Yai Nesef is Maga Bechiburim. But Hesed and Nechiram, Hesed has different rules, and Rav Ashi was never talking about. So when Rashi, for example, said, Kol Shev Zav Tomei, he meant what the Zav is touches, or what the Zav is Mesed, or what the Zav is touches, Agide Gufoy, or touches Bechiburim, that makes Yai Nesef. What the Zav is not Metamei, meaning he threw a stone at somebody, so he's not metami him. One second, what do you mean? Why is he not metami him? Well, fine, he's not metami him shem maga. Is he metami shem hesed? Well, anyway, we'll see. But anyway, we're not talking about hesed. We'll see whether he is or not. But we're not talking about hesed. Hesed doesn't map onto Yayin Hesed. So therefore, Al Korcha Harashi wasn't talking about hesed. Taisa over there disagrees. Taisa says, no, Harashi is talking about hesed. What about Rashi's Kashi? You see that there are Hesed doesn't entirely map well onto Yayin Nesach. Because if the bottle is sealed, there is Hesed, but there's no Yayin Nesach. So Taisa in Echanami, there are exceptions to the rule. Rashi didn't mean that it's always exactly the same rules. He meant as far as Zrika is concerned, there you see a correspondence between Hesed and Yayin Nesach. But the Zav is, if the Zav is Mesed with a Kona, so that's Hesed, and it's Yayin Nesach. If the Zav throws a stone at something and he's Mesed it, then that's not Hesed, because you need Hesed like a Chiburim, like the Mekesef says by us, and by Nesach as well. In other words, as far as the distinction between touching something with a Kana and throwing a stone at it, that distinction you have by Hesed, because Tosfos learns also there's a difference between Hesed b'Chiburim and Hesed Shaloi b'Chiburim, and that's what maps onto Yayin Nesach. So Tosfos learns it's a Gemara about Hesed. And the sealed bottle, Ilechanami, that's an exception to the rule. Rav Asher didn't mean that it's always a hard and fast rule. He meant as far as the topic at hand, Kone versus Zriko being Zorik Heaven, there's a correspondence between Dine Hesed and Dine Yayin Nesach. And same thing, Tosfos, the same thing by Agamar. Tosfos says exactly the same thing in Agamar, that Rova never meant there's an absolute correspondence between Hesed and Nesach Shalom. He says, for example, Kone Bekumtoi, where the Zav is holding the Kone in his underarm, and so it's Shalik Kederach, and it's based on storm, so that's not and a technicality. It's not matami mishum hesed, and it's certainly called nesek sholim. So Tosfos says, yeah, nechanami. We don't mean that it's an absolute one to one correspondence. Every single din of hesed corresponds to every single din of nesek sholim. Le'inyan, the issue that we're talking about, egla meshechas bekoron and shrik and so on. There's a correspondence between hesed and nesek sholim. But it's the same sheet of Tosfos and Rav Yishayim that we're talking about hesed in both sukkahs. But you see, Rashi learns in the Akamar that we're not talking about Hesed. So L'chara, I think that's the pshat of Rashi here as well. Rashi learns, just like Rashi, is not talking about Hesed. So Rava is not talking about Hesed either. The question, though, is, the obvious question is, Melin Avodah Zarah, I know what's driving Rashi, why he learns that Rav Ashi is not talking about Hesed. Rashi explained. Because if you're going to talk about Hesed, you're going to make a rule about Hesed, then you're going to have a problem. What if the bottle is sealed? It's not Hesed. I mean, it is Hesed, but it's not Yayin Nesach. So that's what forced it. So Tosfos says, yeah, there's exceptions to the rule. Rashi didn't want to learn that way. So Rashi says, no, we're not talking about Hesed. But in Agamara, what's driving Rashi? Why not learn, Rashi's not talking over there about Hesed. Why not learn in Agamara that we're talking about Hesed as well? What's pushing Rashi to learn that Rav is also not talking about Hesed? He's talking about Negiim Amish or Tumas Medrash, but not Hesed. He skates around the Hesed. So why? What's the motivation over here for Rashi to learn that, that Rav is not talking about Hesed? I think the answer is that Rashi holds that if Rav will be talking about Hesed, then Tzoras would be Nezek Shalom. Because Rashi holds that Tzoras is Matamim Mishum Hesed. Meaning, with the last Mishnayos and Gemaras about Hesed, you know, the Zav steps on a seesaw and the Kalim go up or go down, or the Zav steps on a daf. And a lot of Gemaras about Hesed. But where does it say anywhere that there's no, that Hesed has to be al yedei chibur? The idea of Hesed is that the Zav causes a thing to move. It doesn't have to touch it. There's a board. The board is not makabel tumah. Maybe it's a board that's not makabel tumah. It's pretty clear. It doesn't matter. The Zav doesn't have to touch the Kalim. The fact that the Zav makes the Kalim move, it's like mass. It's like as if he carried the Kalim and he's metamid. Where does it say anywhere that it has to be al yedei chibur? What if the Zav throws a rock at something, at a Kli, and the Kli falls over? Who says that's not called Hesed? So the Mekhesev of an Asugya says, no, Hesed has to be b'chibur. But where did he get it from? He got it from this Sugya. He got it from this Sugya itself. Hayyayisut and Mekhesev, like most Rishonim learn, that Agamor is talking about Hesed. And it says in Agamor that Tzoras is not Metame. That a Zav is not Metame Yaladei Tzoras. That's exactly what Rava said. So obviously, Tzoras must not be Hesed. Why is Tzoras not Hesed? So we connect that, and Mekhesev took out that it must be that Hesed has to be al-Yedei Chibur. But since we see that Rashi learns Agamor that we're not talking about Hesed, and I think that corresponds to Rashi, we're not talking about Hesed. We're not mapping Hesed onto Nezek Shalom and Tzoras. So then, if you take Agamor off the table, then there's no reason to think that Hesed has to be al-Yedei Chibur. And I think that's the emes. But Rashi holds that Hesed is even Shaloy al-Yedei Chibur. If a Zav throws a rock at something and the thing moves, if it just bounces off him, it doesn't move, so then it's nothing. But if it causes it to move, then in the Chanami, that would be Tumas Hesed. And therefore, Rashi and Agamar held that we can't, that Rava also, just like Ravashi, he can't be talking about Tumas Hesed, because if Rava would be talking about Tumas Hesed, then his rule wouldn't make any sense. Kol Shebezav Torah is Kol Shebezav Tomei is Nezek Shalom. Why? If the Zav throws a rock at somebody and he's maced it, then it's Tomei. But it's not Nezek Shalom, it's Avad only Chatzin Nezek, that's Tzoras. Al Kochach that Rav is not talking about Tzoras. And it's not even arbitrary, I also understand why Rav is not talking about Tzoras. Because Rashi learns, what's the definition of Nezek Shalom? What's the definition of Niske Gufa? What this distinguishes Niske Gufa from Tzoras? And this is a big issue. And then the next thing about the Basmei Karas, then this is maybe the big issue. What exactly is the definition of Niske Gufay as opposed to, I mean, there are most cases that are clear cut, but there are going to be a lot of borderline cases. So what exactly, how do we define the difference between Niske Gufay and Niske Tzoras, Niske Karchay? So just different possibilities. It might have to do with the Maisa Hezek. Was the Maisa Hezek done with his body? Was the Maisa Hezek done with his Koyach? That might be a working definition. But Rashi's definition, we saw a couple of times, is that Niske Gufay, for example, Rashi in the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. For Rashi at the very beginning of Agamor by Oifus, with the Knafayim, so Rashi said, Psadaloshan. Bechnafayim she nogu bechnafayim bekli. Rashi learns the definition in Niske Gufay is that there was a negil. Not that the guf of the behemoth was negay in the kli. And Tzoras is where the guf of the behemoth is not negay in the kli. So now Rav is coming to give me a definition of what's called negil b'gufay. What exactly is called gufay? That's where I. And we see it even in this Gemara, in the Gemara about Egla Meshech is Bekarin. When the Gemara says, Rav Egla Meshech is Bekarin, Ashminon, Asal Ashminon. So Rava says, so Rashi says, and why is it taka metame, and why is it Nezek Shalom? What does Rashi say? Because the karm becomes kigufa. Karm becomes kigufa. Because that's the main point. You need that the gufa behema should be negay in the kli. So here the gufa, but how is the gufa behema being negay in the kli? Because the karm, since it's attached to the person or moving with the person, or conveying the motion of the person, it becomes kigufa. So Rashi holds that the definition of Niski Gufa is that there's a Negiya between the Behemah and the Kli. So we want to know, what are the rules for Negiya? What exactly, where does Negiya end? Like, how far does the Behemah's body extend? It extends to Chamor B'Masoi, does it extend to the Kor? Like, what exactly are the, you know, how do we define his body? So Rava says, by the paradigm is Zav. What defines the body of a Zav who's Matami not only with his flesh, but he's also Matami with Tuma B'Chibur. So whatever defines Negiya B'Zav, and I suppose the reason why he chose Zav and not some other Tuma who's Matami B'Magra is because there's this notion of Tuma B'Chibur by a Zav. Which again, Rasha says, doesn't know exactly where that comes from, but okay, but I'll point it, that's where Rashi holds. So Zav is Matami with Negiya B'Chibur. So Rav is telling me a definition for of Maga. What's called Negiya Mamish? What's called Gufoy? What's the Gufazav? Where does the Gufazav end? How far does the extensions of his body extend that should still be called Negiya B'Gufoy? So therefore, Hesed are not relevant. Of course, Zav has other ways to be Matami. Zav can be Matami B'Hesed, but that's obviously not the place to look if I want to know what's the definition of Gufoy. You know, the Zav could throw something and it's not Gufoy, and if he's maced it, so he's Matame. Yeah, fine. Of course, the Zav could be Matame in many different ways. You know, Zav is Matame Alidei Re'il. But what does that have to do with over here? Here we're looking for definitions of Negiya. So Rashi therefore learns, just like he says over there in Ibn Azar, Rav is not talking about Hesed. Because Hesed's obviously irrelevant. We're looking to map the definition of Negiya of Gufoy. So it has to come from the Negiya Mamash of Azav, from Tumas Mag of Azav. Tumas Mag of Azav defines Gufoy in regard to Nezek Shalom as well. Azav is Matami Behesed. Fine. That's not relevant. That's a different reason. Because for Gufoy, to be Matami Behesed, doesn't need Gufoy. But things where the Azav needs Gufoy, namely for Tumas Mago, so that gives me the definition of Negiya B'Gufoy for Nezek Shalom as well.
Where does Rashi get this assumption that Hesed can also be things that are attached, that therefore he can't say that?
I think Faked, Rashi, that's the Pashtus. Because Leishamayim, Hesed means that I made it move. And it's learned out from, I mean, it's we shouldn't even say that it's related to the idea of Masa, that the Zav carries. So where does it say anywhere that it has to be B'Chibur? It's not like the Zimor somewhere that Hesed has to be B'chibur. So the Ruki Yosef says it has to be B'chibur because it says it in this Gemara. I told you, I wanted to double check because I don't claim to be a big expert on Zav. So I looked it up in the encyclopedia, and Hesed. So I looked up in the encyclopedia Talmud, this under Hesed. So I have all of them, Hesed, the Mas, and so on. They bring all the, you know, it's a very valuable resource. And then they have a paragraph that has its only b'chiburim, and they send you to this Gemara in the Mukyasef.
So why didn't you want to say like the Mukyasef that it's like this is the?
No, I think Rashi's talking with the Hanocha. Rashi had the Hanocha that Heset, and maybe because of the parallel of Ibn Azar also, that it wasn't bothering that should be shot. He learned that he assumed that Heset is even if you throw something, it's also Heset. Agamar is fine. Agamar is talking about Tumas Maga. And don't be surprised at that. Agamar is exactly the same lashon that Rav Ashi used in Ibn Azar. And Rashi in Ibn Azar, Rashi said it was Machir from other grounds that he's only talking about Tumas Maga. Because otherwise, what if the bottle is sealed? And so on. So that's how Rashi learns. So let's go through now. So therefore, the Havamim of the Gemara was Kol Shebezav Tome means Negiya Mamish, what Rashi calls. But Negiya Mamish doesn't only mean with his flesh. The Negiya Mamish also includes Chamor B'Basoy, because by a Zav that's called Gufay Mamish, because that's the din of Maga B'Chibur, and that's Rava's point, that the definition of Gufa Zav is whatever it goes into the definition of Gufa Zav goes into the definition of Gufa Behemah. But the Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush? You know, we have a Mishnah Chamor B'Basoy. We know Chamor B'Basoy is Chayv. And it serves as Nezek Shalom. So what's Rava telling me? What borderline case is he telling me that I don't know already from the Mishnah and from the Brises? The Brises says Chamor B'Masoy, Pum B'Shabepiyo, Shlif Shala, all those things in Iski Gufay. Tzoris is Chatzin Nezek. So what's Rava's? You know, Rava found some analogy to Zav. What does that illuminate? That's the Gemara's kasha. Tzoris also Lashmina. So my answer is that he's coming to tell me the case of Eglah Meshechis Bekarin. That even what does he see in Eglah Meshechis B'Karayin? See from Eglah Meshechis B'Karayin, if a Zav is sitting on the Karayin, and he's and there's a Kli underneath, So that's called that the Zav sat on the Kli. Because the Koran becomes like Gufa Zav. Apparently, Rashi holds that for Tumas Medrash, you need that the Gufa Zav should be sitting on the Kli. You could have things in between. Apparently, things in between, since they convey the weight of the Zav directly, they're considered to be like the Gufa Zav. And that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. I mean, that's Rav is telling me that's a Chiddush. That's cool. But that says in Rashi. Rashi learns the reason why when the Zav is sitting on the Koran, and Rashi says this, not making this up, Rashi said it. The reason why when the Zav is sitting on the Koran becomes like he's Mitami Medris, is because the Koran becomes Kigufoy. Apparently, Rashi holds that for Tumas Medris, it's not like Hesed, for Tumas Medris, you need to have Bechibur. The Zav has to be Mechubur, right? If the Zav, this is posh. If the Zav will be sitting on the Koran, and the Koran will be suspended in the air, and there'll be a Kli underneath, so that would not be Tumas Medris. So the Mesmeris has to be Bechiburim. And Rashi understands Chiburim means that it becomes Kiguf HaZav. So you see from the case of a Koran, that the Koran, which is a much bigger Chiddush than a Tumbi Shebepio or a Chamor B'Masoi, here it's a wagon, it's not attached to the person, not strapped to the person, it's obviously, it's a whole entity unto itself, it's much more novel that could be Kiguf HaZav. The Chamor B'Masoi could be Kiguf HaZav is not so radical, but that this whole wagon that the Zav happens to be sitting on top of, like with what is it Kiguf HaZav? Mele Chamor B'Masoi, I would say, well, it's Kiguf HaZav because it's tofel to the Chamor. It's Kiguf HaChamor because it's tofel to the Chamor. The Shlif Shaleh is tofel to the Behemoth. But why is the Koran like the Kiguf HaZav? The Koran's not tofel to the Zav. Hard to imagine. It's a great big Koran. Then why is the Koran? Why the Koran's not tofel to the Zav? So what makes it Kiguf HaZav? That since it directly conveys the weight down of the Zav to the Kli, so that's enough to make it Kiguf HaZav. It's a very big Chiddush, but that's what it says in Rashi. I mean, that's clear to me. The Koran is not Kiguf HaZav because the Koran is Tufel to the Zav. Why should the Koran be Tufel to the Zav? It's not one of his pertinences. It's Kiguf HaZav, apparently, Lagavi the Medrash, because the Koran conveys down the weight of the Zav to the Kli. So that's enough to make it Kiguf HaZav. So from there we learn out, hold on a second, let me just finish the thought. From there we learn out, to the case of a behemoth, that if the behemoth is pulling a Koran, even though the Koran is not tuffled to the behemoth, and it's not attached to the behemoth, but since the Koran conveys the motion of the behemoth directly to the Kli, so Mimela, you see that a Koran could be, that's what you see, that a Koran could be Kiguf HaBehemoth. Just like the Koran could be Kiguf HaZav L'gabi Tumas Medris, the Koran could be Kiguf HaBehema L'gabi breaking the Kli. That's the analogy that Rav is telling. So now, there's a question here. Why, at the end of the day, why did Rashi say, if you want to make this analogy to a Behema pulling a wagon, so why make the analogy from a Zav who's sitting on top of a wagon, make the analogy from a Zav who's pulling a wagon? That would be called Hesed. Well, no, not Hesed, but Maga B'chibur. I mean, that we call Maga B'chibur. Hesed's not going to help, because Rashi holds Hesed doesn't map to Nezer Shalom. But the Chari, if the wagon becomes Kiguf HaBehema when the Behema is pulling it, then if a Zav will be pulling a Behema, it will become Kiguf, it would also become Kiguf HaZav. And if there's a person on the wagon, or a Kli on the wagon, then the wagon, or under the heels of the wagon, then it would be Tomei Mishum, should be Tomei Mishum Maga B'Chibur. So why did Rashi set up the case, or learn the case of, I mean, the Gemara didn't say what the case is. It says the limud is to Evla Meshech is before the Behema pulling a wagon. Well, what's the corresponding case by Azav? The corresponding case should be that Azav is pulling a wagon. That's how the other Mishnah learned, that the corresponding case is that this Azav who's pulling a wagon. So why didn't Rashi also learn that the corresponding case is Zav who's pulling a wagon? Right, so the other Rishonim told him in terms of Hesed. Rashi learns that Hesed is not, Hesed doesn't map. But even in terms of Mago, if in fact the wagon can become Kiguf HaBehema when the Behema is pulling it, so presumably the wagon could become Kiguf HaZav if the Zav will be pulling it. So let's say a case like that, the Zav is pulling a wagon, now the wagon is Kiguf HaZav, and if that wagon then passes over a Kli or brushes up against a Kli or so on, then it'll be Tomei. So what forced Rashi to learn the strange case that the analogy is to a Zav who's on top of the wagon and it's Tumas Medrash? Why? Shabbat, it should be more and more simple to say a case that's more economical to say the same kind of case where the Zav is pulling the wagon. The answer is that if the Zav is pulling the wagon, even if it's true that the wagon becomes Kiguf HaZav, but L'may Nafkamino, if a Zav is pulling a wagon and there's a Kli on top of the wagon or a Kli that the wagon brushes up against and so on, it'll be Tummy anyway because of Hesed. Even if the wagon wouldn't be Kiguf HaZav, it would be Tummy Mishum Hesed. And therefore, right, you can't say a rule, Rabbi can't say a rule, well, just like if a Zav is pulling the wagon and there's a person on the wagon or a Torah person on the wagon or a Kli on the wagon or... Well, so just like over there it's Tomei, so over here also it's Nezik Sholem. The fact that over there it's Tomei is not doesn't have to be because of Mada. There it will be Tomei even if the wagon wasn't Kiguf HaZav. In other words, you wouldn't see in that case that the wagon becomes Kiguf HaZav, because even if the wagon would not be Kiguf HaZav, it would be Tomei anyway, because if a Zav pulls a wagon and there's a Kli on top of the wagon or a Tar on top of the wagon or even not on top of the wagon, even if it's underneath the wagon and breaks, that's also a Hesed. So all of those cases would be Hesed. So it's going to be Tomei anyway, even if the wagon won't be Kiguf HaZav. So that can't be the case that Rava is deriving from. I need to find a case where the wagon becomes Kiguf HaZav, and that's why the thing is Tomei. And without the wagon being Kiguf HaZav, it would not be Tomei. So I need to find a case where there was no Hesed. What's the case where there's no Hesed? If the Zav is pulling the wagon, then that's Hesed. So therefore, I need to have a case where everything is stationary. The Zav is not pulling the wagon. Again, once the Zav is pulling the wagon, so now everything's in motion, whatever the wagon touches is going to be Hesed. So I need a case where there's no Hesed, because Hesed's a distraction. As Rashi learns, Hesed is totally irrelevant to Nezek Shalom. We're not talking about cases of Hesed. But Hesed is a distraction, because if a Rav can't say, look at here, this case, you see the wagon is like the Zav. Kol Shev Zav Tomei, the wagon is like the Zav. Any case that has Hesed in it, so it's Tomei for other reasons. It's Tomei because of Tumas Hesed. I need to get rid of the Hesed. So I need to construct the case where the wagon is like the Zav, and that makes a difference, and that's why the thing is Tomei. So the case where the Zav is pulling the wagon, that's not a good case, because there I don't see that the wagon becomes Kuguf HaZav. The wagon could be not Kiguf HaZav, and the keli will be Tomei anyway, because the Zav was mesitit. A shankin, if everything is standing still, frozen, the Zav is standing and sitting on top of the wagon, and there's a mattress underneath the wagon, and everything is immobile. So then there's no Hesed, but it's a medris. There I see the idea that the wagon becomes Kiguf HaZav. Once I know that the wagon can be Kiguf HaZav, then the wagon could be Kiguf HaBehema. A wagon that conveys the motion of the Behema to a kli becomes Kigufa Behema, and it's called Niskigufa Nishayim Nezek Sholem. What's the case by a Behema? So I guess you could have a case where a Behema sat on top of a wagon and crushed a Kli that was underneath, but that would probably be Karen. So, you need a normal case. So normal case now where a Behema is sitting on top of a wagon. I need a case where the wagon conveys the weight of the Behema or the motion of the Behema and breaks the Kli. And the Rabbah's Chiddush is that's called Niskigufa because the wagon is Kigufa Behema. So what's the case? So the normal case is not where the behemoth sits on top of the wagon. The normal case is where the behemoth is pulling the wagon. I was sitting on top of the wagon. Here the behemoth is pulling the wagon. That doesn't really matter. The principle is that when the wagon conveys the motion or the weight of the zav or of the behemoth, that's called gufay, and it's not called gufay. It's called gufay. The wagon becomes like Rashi said beferish, that the car becomes kigufa, kigufa zav or kigufa behemoth. And that I see. It doesn't matter that here the Zav is sitting on it, here the Behemoth is pulling on it. The point that I get out of it is, the salient point is that the wagon could become Kiguf HaZav, and the wagon likewise could become Kiguf HaBehemoth. The question had just been, okay, but let's at least make, it would be more elegant if the cases were similar. Here the Zav is pulling, if here the Behemoth is pulling the wagon, so make the Zav over there also be pulling the wagon. At least the cases will look the same. The answer is no, because that's a bad case. Because if the Zav is pulling the wagon, then all of a sudden you get Hesed. And so it becomes Tomei for different reasons. That's a distraction. We need a case where we take the Hesed out, and the Zav is only Matami because the wagon is Kiguf HaZav. That's the case where the Zav is sitting on top of the wagon. Then I see that the wagon can in fact become Kiguf HaZav. And from there I see the principle that a wagon can become kugufoi. And mimela, egla meshech is bekar, and also the wagon becomes kugufa behema, and mimela is nesek shalom is nachasim is. That Rashi, we have now an important takeaway, how Rashi understands Niske Gufay as opposed to Tzeres. Rashi holds Niske Gufay as opposed to Tzeres is like Tumas Maga. It's like Tumas Maga. Meaning, I need, and this is the shonis of Rashi throughout, I need that Gufa Behema was Negev B'Kli. I need to have a Maga between the Gufa Behema and the Kli. What makes Tzeres Tzeres is that there's no Maga between the Gufa Behema and the Kli. By Egla HaMashiach Es Bekorim, what makes it Niske Gufa is that there's a Maga between the Gufa Behema and the Kli, because the Korim becomes Kegufa. And why does the Korim become Kegufa? Not because the Korim, and here's also an important thing from Rashi, that'll be a takeaway from Rashi. Why is the Korim like the Gufa Behema? So some Rishonim say, in Yosef, for example, says the Koran is like the Gufa Behema because of the Ritzuis. The Ritzuis, or they don't think the Gufa Behema, they say that it's Nezek Sholem because of the Ritzuis. The reason why Egel HaMashiach is the Koran is Nezek Sholem is because the Egel is attached to the Koran with Ritzuis. I don't think Rashi would agree with that. I don't think Rashi would agree with that for two reasons. First of all, because, I mean, most simply, because it has to be, the Gemara gets the notion that the Koran becomes like the Gufa Behema from a Zavu sitting on top of a Koran. Well, the Zavu sitting on top of the Koran is not strapped to the Koran. So this, obviously the Ritzuis here are not the point. Yosef learns that the Zav is pulling the wagon, so he also is harnessed to the wagon with Ritzuis. So you can learn that everything's Ritzuis, that's the name of the game. Rashi can't learn that way. The Zav who's sitting on top of the Koran, he's not strapped to the Koran. The Koran is kigufi anyway, because the Koran conveys his weight straight down to the medrash, to the Kli. That's what makes it kigufi. So what makes the Egla, what makes the Koran kigufi Egla, is not that it's strapped to the Egla, but that it moves with the Egla, and therefore and can directly therefore conveys the motion of the Egla of the Behema to the Kli. They move together. That's one reason why I think Rashi, why it's clear in Rashi that the Ritzuis are not important. But I think there's another reason why, according to Rashi, the Ritzuis are not important. Because according to Rashi, the Koran has to become Kigufa Behema. Ritzuis don't make the Bekor. It's hard to me to believe that the Ritzuis make the wagon Kugufa Behema. Meaning, why is the Koran Kugufa Behema? It's not because it's tuffle to the Behema. I mean, I don't think it's because it's tuffle to the Behema. I mean, it's clear because of the Zav, that the Koran's not tuffle to the Zav, that you also see in the Gemara. But also, just not Mesaber. The Chamor B'Masoi, that's the Chiddush Rova. Chamor B'Masoi is Pasha, it's tuffle to the Behema. Shlif Shaleh, it's tuffle to the Behema. The Koran's not tuffle to the Behema. It's a separate thing. The Behema is the engine that pulls it. It's not part of the behemoth. It's not like a levush of the behemoth. The wagon is not a levush of the behemoth. So why exactly is it kigufa behemoth? The answer to some is for the same reason that the wagon is kigufa zav, not because the wagon becomes a levush of the zav, but because it conveys his weight down directly. So therefore, in this maise, it becomes kigufa. It's called what Rashi in the Zohar called negia b'chiburim. It's called maga because he's negia through the wagon. That's called a maga. It's kigufa. I guess it needs maybe developing, but somehow this notion when the zav presses down on the wagon onto the thing, that's called that is yeshiv al akli begufa, because the current for that motion, for that act, for that action, becomes kigufa. So the, when the zav, when the beim is pulling the wagon, also since the beim is pulling the wagon, and in that motion it breaks the kli, so that's what makes it kigufa. The fact that the current is conveying directly the motion of conveying directly the motion of the behemoth to the kli, so in that action the koran becomes kigufa behemoth. But it's not because the koran becomes a levush of the behemoth or some kind of tuffle to the behemoth. And that's certainly not true. It's probably not true by a behemah, and it's certainly not true by a zav who's sitting on the wagon. It's kigufa in the action. What does ritzuas have to do with behemah? Ritzuas is lemaila v'lemer. What does ritzuas make the difference? The main thing is, I mean, you need ritzuas to pull the wagon. I'm not saying you don't need ritzuas to pull the wagon, but it's not because the ritzuas are a mechaber. It's because the behemah, the wagon, conveys directly the action of the behemah to the kli. Mashenkin, the Nemuk Yosef holds, we're not talking about Tumas Magor, we're talking about Tumas Hesed. But there's a Tanai in Tumas Hesed that has to be b'chiburim. There has to be, it's just Hesed. The main thing is, it doesn't have to be a Magor between the Zav and the Kli. There has to be the Zav made the Kli move, but there's a Tanai. He has to make the Kli move, and there has to be a Chibur b'shas Maisa between the Zav and the Kli that he makes move. And I think, according to Nemuk Yosef, at least tentatively, according to Nemuk Yosef and these Rishonim, the Niske Gufa is defined not because there's a negia between the Gufa Behema and the Kli, but rather that it's defined, it's a Hesed B'chibur. Yeah, this is very tentative, and I'm not sure it's going to, but tentatively, if we're going to, based on this, according to Rashi, the analogy is to Tumas Mago. So the Nekuda of Nezek Shalom is that it's Gufa Behema is negia in the Kli. But according to the other Shainim that we're learning out from Tumas Hesed, but there's a Tanai in Hesed that has to be the Chiburim, Chara, that makes me think that the same thing is Menez and Shalom. The Nekud is not that the Behema has to be Negei in the Kli. The Nekud is that the Behema's breaking of the Kli has to be Bechiburim. There has to be a Chibur, a connection between the Behema and the Kli at the moment when the Behema breaks the Kli. It doesn't have to be Kigufoi. Nobody ever said by Hesed that the chibur has to be kigufoy of the zav. It has to be mechaber. The hesed can't be an action at a distance. The hesed has to be an action with the chibur. So now, when the Nemuk Yosef learns the nekudas, the chiddush here of Korin. What's the chiddush of Korin? What's the chiddush of Korin then? I mean, why is it even a chiddush? Yeah, there's the behemoth broke the kli, and there was a chibur through the wagon. The chiddush is that it's called a chibur because the behemoth is not actually touching the wagon. So maybe that's not called a chibur. And the Nukesh spells this out. He says, since the behemoth is not touching the wagon, I would have thought maybe it's not chibur. He says, no, the chiddush is that ritzuos is called a chibur. It's a different hatama than in Rashi. In Rashi, the chiddush is that the wagon is kigufa behemoth. That can't be because of the ritzuos. If it needed the ritzuos wouldn't be good enough. Because if the wagon is not already kegufa behemoth because it's carrying the action of the behemoth, and you want to make it kegufa behemoth because the behemoth is strapped to it, that's not mestaber. Just because the wagon is strapped to the behemoth, it makes it like the behemoth is levush. The wagon doesn't become tuffle to the behemoth. If anything, the behemoth becomes tuffle to the wagon. So if you need the ritzuos aren't really going to do you any good. Rather, Teretz says, you don't need the ritzuos. It's like the zav sitting in the wagon. You don't need ritzuos. The wagon is kegufa zav for a different reason, for the gufa behemoth for a different reason. Not because it's tuffle to the behemoth, but because Rashi has to invent this new notion that since the wagon serves to convey the action of the behemoth to the kli, so it becomes kegufa kli in that action. Whereas lefidim u'kei Yosef, again, we're not looking for a guf, for the wagon to be kegufa behemoth. We don't need it to be gufa behemoth. We need a hesed. We need that there should be a shvira with the chiburim. For a shvira with chiburim, so he says. So then, it should be possible. The wagon should be. So what's even the chiddush? So why isn't the wagon is very good? I have hesed b'chibur. What's even the chiddush? The zav is pulling the wagon. It breaks the kli. Why is that even a chiddush? That's a hesed. Teretz says because it's a chiddush in the chiburim shabbat. Who says that's b'chiburim? Since the behemoth is not touching the wagon. And this case, it speaks out, and he says no. That's the chiddush that ritzuos is making b'chiburim. So here also, it's called b'chiburim, and therefore it's called nezek shalom. This is very tentative because when we get to the sugya of Basa Mekar's Dinan, this is Mayim Amukim Moed. What is the difference between Niske Gufa and Saras? So here we have at least a Pesach Tovah in Rashi, how it looks, and how it looks in the Nemukesef and the other Rishonim that are with him. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. Take a look at the Rashba. Rashi brings Yishalmi about Tavlois. That's also very relevant to this whole thing. Needs a big head for the Rashba. Let me just think for a second. We really don't have that much. Well, it's okay. We have, how many days do we have this year? 3 days? We have tomorrow and then 2 days after Rosh Hashanah?
I think we have 3 days.
Hashanah is Monday, Tuesday.
With some day.
So that's Wednesday, Thursday.
And then also, maybe Sunday.
Sunday's Erev Yom Kippur.
Monday's
Yom Kippur.
Tuesday's
Yom Kippur. Okay, I know. Anyway, we don't have so much time. So I have to figure out how to do it.
Could Rashi not have said that the Sabbath pulled the wagon and the wagon didn't?
Give me the first part.